Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the memorial of two great bishops and doctors of the Eastern Church, St. Basil and St. Gregory Nazianzen. Both of them were contemporaries and greatly esteemed one another. There's a beautiful elegy given by St. Gregory of his friend St. Basil, in which he describes how they edified each other and looked to each other for inspiration, for guidance, and had a holy rivalry, and each one tried to cede the place to the other in honor and in learning. Both of them, as I mentioned, were bishops. St. Basil is remembered as the founder of Eastern monasticism and left behind several rules of life. And St. Gregory was named the theologian for his eloquence. Particularly, St. Gregory was both of them were really involved in combating the widespread heresy of Arianism in their day. At a certain point, actually it was in the year 372, the emperor, Valens, sent one of his representatives to that region, Cappadocia, to introduce Arianism as the state religion. And this Modestus approached St. Basil with threats that he would be deposed and exiled and even martyred. And in reply, St. Basil said, after hearing his long-winded threat, "Is that all? Nothing of what you mentioned touches me. We possess nothing. We can be robbed of nothing. Exile will be impossible, since everywhere on God's earth I am at home. Torments cannot afflict me, for I have no body. And death is welcome, for it will bring me more quickly to God. To a great extent, I am already dead. For a long time I have been hastening to the grave." The prefect was taken somewhat aback, and he said, "No one has ever spoken to me so courageously." And then Basil responded, "Perhaps you have never met a bishop." And Modestus went back to the emperor and expressed his doubt that they could do anything against Basil. St. Gregory also was greatly grieved by the Arian heresy, and while he was a bishop, he struggled between the duties of his office and his desire to dedicate himself to contemplation. Both of these great bishops were, as I mentioned, combating the widespread heresy of Arianism, which denied the divinity of Christ. And it's fitting that today's readings, which aren't proper to the memorial of these two saints and defenders of the faith, yet really touches on the doctrine that they defended and the error that they combated. As we heard from the first letter of St. John, "Beloved, who is the liar? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son does not have the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father. as well. The Arians denied the divinity of Christ, and these two great bishops, along with others of their time, St. Athanasius in particular, is remembered as having resisted and combated this error at great losses sometimes and suffering. And in our day, we still are fighting the errors and lies of the Antichrist, who deny that Jesus Christ is God, sent by the Father and to save the world. Some of the great, so-called great world religions recognize that Jesus was a historical person, that he was even, as Islam says, a prophet, but they don't recognize him as the Son of God, and therefore they don't have the Father. We pray through the intercession of the great saints, fathers of the church, doctors of the church, St. Basil, St. Gregory Nazianzen, for the clarity and the conviction of faith and the spirit of the Christian spirit, really. That was what they desired more than anything in the world, was to be recognized simply as being truly Christian. We pray that they intercede for us in our time, in which the truth of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Son of God, is so challenged, so denied, so treated with even indifference. We pray that they inspire us in our learning and in our speech, in our actions, that we too can follow the example of these great saints in always defending the truth. This is the second day of the new year. We're still in the time of Christmas, celebrating the birth of the Savior. Yesterday we celebrated the solemnity of the Mother of God, and we ask Mary, the Mother of our Lord and Savior and the Mother of the Church, to inspire us, to guide us in this year to come, that we may grow in faith and courage as true Christians and evangelists and defenders of the faith. Praise be Jesus and Mary.